It's pretty hard to miss the big building that sits on Highway 50 and Dakota Avenue in Vermilion. The Dakota Dome is, in one setting, a sports venue, a tourist attraction, an engineering marvel, and something for high school football teams to aim for from two-a-day practices in August to now. 12 teams in 6 classes have made the trip to the Dakota Dome to see if they can satisfy the last available goal of a state championship. It's time once again to take a look at the more fascinating stories to come from the weekend. Welcome to State Football by the Numbers. What's up first, Steve?
79.
In a weekend that celebrates winning football, it may be a bit odd to start with a number indicating losses. But bear with us. The Sturgis High School Scoopers own South Dakota's longest state high school football losing streak. 79 straight times, Sturgis finished on the losing end until defeating Rapid City Stevens on October 1st, 2006. The head coach of the Scoopers that night was Adolf Shepherdson, who's a little busy today. He's now the coach at unbeaten Dubrook. The Dolphins qualified for the weekend's championship game in 9AA. Up next, we bring you
6,340.
Counting the end zones, a football field is 6,340 square yards, 120 yards end to end, 160 feet side to side. That's how much artificial turf is waiting for the teams involved in the high school championships. This summer, the University of South Dakota installed AstroTurf Pure Grass on the floor of the stadium. As all fields at the Dome have been, this field is portable, moved after each season to allow access to the track and set up for Coyote basketball. Steve?
138.
That figure is the number of points scored in the last 2 state championship games involving Canastota High School. 132 of those points were scored by the Canastota Hawks.
Here is Jolly in for the touchdown, an 8-yard touchdown that took about 25 yards to complete as he rolled toward the far sideline.
2 years ago in 9B, the Hawks handled Hitchcock-Tulare 66-0. Last season, with Canastota moving up to 9A, the Hawks defeated Wall 66-6. Canastota coach Lenny Schroeder admits the Hawks bring another powerful team to Vermilion, but he says they're not taking anything for granted.
Well, we don't even talk about going to the Dome. You know, our focus with our kids is the next play and the next game, and they've been really good about staying focused. I think we've got 35 wins in a row, and I bet you could ask any one of our kids, and I bet they couldn't tell you. They're just a well-grounded group of kids. We preach fundamentals every day, and we work on that, the opponent we're playing next, and we don't talk about anything beyond that.
Schroeder and Canastota qualified to meet Warner in the state final by beating Hanson, Wall again, and Arlington in the playoffs. The Hawks have given up 6 points the entire postseason. Moving right along.
14.
That's the number of years between 2012 and 1998. The last time, the only time, a state championship game featured 2 schools from West River. It happened in the 11B title game when Gregory played Stanley County. That day in Vermilion, the Gregory Gorillas were winners over the Stanley County Buffaloes 20-6. Tonight, that 14-year drought ends, this time in 9B, when Harding County is in action against Colombe. The Ranchers come in with an unbeaten record, while Colombe's Cowboys have lost once this year, ironically, to Gregory.
270.
That number comes from a compass and represents due west. During state title games, cheering sections are assigned to either the east or west sides of the Dakota Dome. Last year, every state championship winner had their cheering sections on the west side of the dome. To figure out the odds of that happening, we call once again on USD statistics professor Dr. Will Schweinle. Schweinle answers via email, read by Owen DeYoung.
Assuming that the outcome of each game is independent of the outcomes of the other games, that side assignment is random, and that each team has a 50% chance of winning, here are the probabilities. If there were no advantageous effect for being situated on the west side, the probability that all 6 winners would have their fans sitting on the west side is 0.015625, which is less than 0.05. Thus, one would have to conclude with scientific certainty that there is an advantageous effect for sitting on the west side.
Which leads us to
2.
The number of aspirin this reporter takes after trying to decipher Dr. Schweinle's explanation.
3,676.
Oh, also the total number of miles each team will travel to Vermilion and back this weekend. Trips range from the 518 miles one way for the Harding County Ranchers in 9B to the 67 miles for 11AA Sioux Falls, Washington. School buses hold about 50 gallons of diesel fuel apiece and get roughly 15 miles a gallon on the highway. Using those figures, and assuming each team comes in one bus, that translates to a bit over 245 gallons of fuel used by the 12 teams. At an average of $3.85 a gallon, the schools are looking at $943 in diesel fuel costs to get to their title contest and back. Just six games remain in the high school football season in South Dakota, involving 12 teams from across the state looking to end their games with bigger numbers than their opponents. For Steve Swimke and for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Allen Bolt.